Good afternoon. Today is February 20th, 2020. It's approximately 2:50 p.m. and we're in hearings room 3000 in the city building at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue. This is case number 1200130, Justin Mason. For the record, neither Mr. Mason nor anybody from the towing entity, the Portland Police Bureau, has appeared. The notice of hearing did go out to the parties, and it went to Mr. Mason as well as to the Police Bureau by email, and it does say that postponements have to be in writing, and if you show up late, you may lose your opportunity to present information at the hearing. So I am going to go forward. I'm finding that the parties did receive adequate notice of the hearing. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website for the appellant and members of the public to listen to. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I am a neutral decision maker. I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or the Portland Police Bureau. I work for the Auditor's Office, and we are charged with reviewing the decision of other city employees to make sure that those decisions comply with city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes documents that are admitted, as well as any oral testimony, which will not take place today, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. This is an administrative hearing, so the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. At this point, I'm going to go over the exhibits that have been submitted. Exhibit 1 is the tow hearing request form. Exhibit 2 is the tow desk report. Exhibit 3 is the notice of hearing, and Exhibit 4 is the statement of rights and procedures. I am now admitting Exhibits 1 through 4. I'm going to review what the appellant stated in the request for hearing. In the section that asks, state the reason that you believe the tow is invalid or for any other reason unjustified. And the appellant answered, I had towing insurance, as I stated to the police officer who called the tow company. I was able to drive my car off Highway 205 to the shoulder. He said since they arrived first, he needed it towed immediately, and I can just sort out the insurance billing with the towing company, paren A and B towing, close paren, after they get it to my house. I wrote down and gave the tow truck driver my address with the Portland police officer present and confirmed I would meet him at my house. Since he refused to give me a ride and just left me on the highway, I called an Uber taxi and got a ride to my house, and my car was not there. I called the tow company and they said they took it to the tow yard, their tow yard, and I could pick it up in 2 days because they were closed for the holiday. I went to A&B 2 days with my title, registration, and insurance, and they would not release my car unless I paid about $1,500 in cash. I went home, called anyone with the city I could regarding towing, and filed complaints, including faxing the number of this office, hoping to stop them from just auctioning my car, keeping it, etc., as they are trying to do now. I don't feel I should have to pay for the storage when I never asked them to store it initially. I feel they basically stole my car right out from under me. I would pay for the towing charge to my house, even though I would have rather had the chance to call a tow truck covered by my insurance. And that's the end of the appellant's testimony. Because this is an in-storage case, I am required to rule on the record, and I will be sending the parties a written order in more detail confirming what I'm going to now read into the record. I'm finding that the relevant sections of the code are 1630.100, authority to tow, and 1630.200, towing without prior notice. Code section 1630.100A provides, in pertinent part, that any parking enforcement officer, police officer, Portland streetcar supervisor or superintendent or other officer authorized by the city council or the city code may tow a vehicle as provided in the title. So I'm finding that a police officer is somebody authorized to order a vehicle towed. Section 1630.200 provides that an officer without prior notice may order a vehicle towed when it's, and again, I'm just going to the pertinent parts. When A, the vehicle is impending or likely to impede the normal flow of vehicular or pedestrian traffic, or C, the vehicle is parked, D, the vehicle poses an immediate danger to the public safety. The other sections that allow towing without prior notice don't apply here. They refer to parking in front of mailboxes or no parking spaces, etc. Because the city has not submitted anything, I have nothing telling me that the vehicle was likely to impede the normal flow of vehicular or pedestrian traffic, or that the vehicle posed an immediate danger to the public safety. Therefore, without any information, I'm finding that the Portland Police Bureau did not meet its burden of proof that it could tow without prior notice. So in this case, I am going to be finding in favor of the appellant, and the appellant will receive information at the end of my order about next steps in order to retrieve his vehicle. This will conclude the hearing.